Just a whole lot of little mindless events occurring over billions of years can create not just order, but design. Not just design, but minds, eyes, and brains. Dennett insists that there is no soul or spirit associated with the human brain, or any supernatural element, or life after death. Thus, his career focus has been to explain how meaning, function, and purpose can come to exist in a world that is intrinsically meaningless and functionless. He came to the Galapagos to testify to that view. Of course, many people are dismayed by ideas such as Dennett's and hope that they are false. Others welcome them as a means of freeing the human race from restraints imposed by traditional religions and philosophies. Let us progress, they say, toward a more humane system that both expects less of humans and blames them less for their failures. Failures they can't help anyway, really. The question addressed in this book is not whether materialism is good news or bad news. Rather, the question is, does the evidence from neuroscience support it? As constitutional law professor Philip Johnson, long a foe of materialism, which he terms naturalism, writes, "If the blind watchmaker thesis is true, then naturalism deserves to rule. But I am addressing those who think the thesis is false, or at least are willing to consider the possibility that it may be false." True or false, materialism was the dominant intellectual current of the 20th century and provided the impetus for most major philosophical and political movements of the day. Indeed, many thinkers today see the primary purpose of science as providing evidence for materialist beliefs. They reject with hostility any scientific evidence that challenges such beliefs, as we will see in our discussion of the Psi Effect in Chapter 6. Every year, thousands of books are published in dozens of disciplines advancing materialist views. Not this one. This book will show that Professor Dennett and the many neuroscientists who agree with him are mistaken. It will take you on a journey different from the one he has made. Not to the Galapagos Islands, but inside the brain. It will show you why he is mistaken. In the first place, the materialist's account of human beings does not bear up well under close examination. In the second place, there is good reason for believing that human beings have a spiritual nature, one that even survives death. But first things first. Why should you embark on this journey unless you see the need for a non-materialist account of human nature? A new account is needed because the materialist's account is inadequate. It is failing in a number of areas.